Final hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase here on this Monday. Darren McFarland and Chase McCabe with you. Elijah Campbell manning things at our game studios. Willie will be back with us sometime tomorrow. The Predators are hitting the road. They're going to Calgary today. They'll take on the Flames tomorrow night. Puck drop at 8 o'clock. Pregame for you at 7. That's tomorrow night here on these airwaves. All right, let's bring in another intelligent person, a doctor, an orthopedic doctor to be exact. Dr. Robert Greenberg is on the line with us. He's with TOA, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, and he's going to tell us a little bit more about the Jones fracture, which is what it's, I guess, the medical term used for Derrick Henry's injury to the fifth metatarsal. It's a stress fracture, and this is why I'm not a doctor. I can barely spit it out. Dr. Greenberg, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. How you doing?
Good. So tell us a little bit about what's happened with Derrick Henry. So let me just start with this. When this happens, do you know right away, like a lot of injuries, like, you know, I've dislocated my shoulder, like right away, there's nothing in question. Like, you know, something horribly has gone wrong. You know, it's been pulled out of its socket. You can't move
sure.
it. Do you know when an injury like this takes place that something has gone terribly wrong? Or are you a little bit confused of what's going on?
Well, the Jones fracture or fifth metatarsal fracture kind of comprises a variety of injuries. Some of them are acute, where you have a direct trauma and the person really didn't have any problem ahead of time. So it's an acute fracture, like you'd fracture other bones. And then sometimes there's stress fractures where you have sort of this slow weakening of the bone over time, and then it breaks through the weakened area. So this bone in particular is a little peculiar because it has a limited blood supply depending on where you fracture it. And actually, I don't know the specifics of exactly where his fracture is. But if most fifth metatarsal fractures are towards the tip or what they call the tuberosity, the very end of the bone, and that's a pretty well vascularized area, has plenty of blood supply, it heals. My guess is his is not there. Again, I don't know. I haven't seen his x-ray, but they probably would not be so concerned about it if it was that. And then you get into the ones that work farther down the bone. And the big concern is what they call a watershed area, meaning the blood supply to that bone will come in at the very end and will come in a little bit farther down the line towards the middle of what they call the shaft of the bone. And as the kind of work towards the intermediate zone, there's less blood supply in that area. And that's where the problem is, because if you have a fracture or a stress fracture in that area, it's less prone to heal, less blood supply, and that's where the problem comes in.
So this is not just simply like a broken bone, put a cast on it or in a boot. You know, wait a certain amount of days or weeks or months, whatever it may be, and take it off, and away you go.
No, it's not like a kid breaking a wrist or, you know, even a lot of other bones that have a lot of really reliable blood supply, depending on where you break this. And that's where you see all these athletes, why it's a common term, because the ones that get in trouble are the ones that break generally in this area of low blood supply, the watershed area. So the healing is generally takes longer, it's less predictable, or you can get what's called a non-union. You can get an area where the bone just doesn't heal or it's slow to heal. So, you know, luckily you're dealing with athletes that are, you know, physiologically pretty exceptional, so their healing potential is really good. But then you have to balance how long you protect them, how long you give this to heal, and, you know, how quickly you can return them safely.
So if you were talking with a patient with this, and I realize this is just isn't any old patient, this is
sure.
an elite athlete, but what would be prognosis best case and what would be worst case in your opinion? And I know, like you said, you haven't been able to look at his x-rays and see exactly what's
sure.
going on, but just common, I guess if we were just going to use this as a common case,
yeah.
what would be best case scenario, worst case scenario?
Assuming he has the type of Jones fracture that is in the area that's not very reliable to heal, the more concerning one, most people will keep patients non-weight bearing for about 6 to 8 weeks in that area, giving them time to heal. So crutches, protecting it, and then following him to see how he's healing on x-ray and how he's feeling. And then on top of it, you know, the other thing that comes in, depending on what it looks like in the patient, especially with elite athletes, it's not uncommon to have surgery where they put a screw in or, they fix the fracture, which helps protect protect it as it's healing, and also allows you to go back to sports a little more predictably, and hopefully decrease the risk of it reoccurring down the line. So depending on what the team is, you know, the team of doctors taking care of him looks at, he may be a candidate for surgery in that area.
And that would be worst case?
Well, worst case scenario is that it just doesn't heal.
Okay.
You know, whether it's surgery or, you know, just putting him in a cast where the fracture doesn't heal. But I imagine his, you know, being as healthy as he is and such a high-level athlete, his chance of healing is pretty good. It's just, you know.
But surgery doesn't make the time. Is surgery make the timetable longer?
No, not necessarily. In fact, sometimes people can think it can get him back a little bit, a little bit sooner. But, you know, surgery by itself is not exactly a guarantee that it's going to go on to heal, you know. But it does help protect the area as it heals. And certainly one of the bigger risks for people who don't have surgery, if you get them back to sports or impact stressing that area too soon, they can re-break it. So that would, I've seen that happen before where somebody looked literally completely healed fine. They went back to sports, went back to basketball, whatever the sport is, and then re-broke it again a couple months later. So there is an argument, or at least a discussion, whether he's going to have surgery or not. I'm sure that's something that's being reviewed.
No doubt. So you brought up crutches. So during that timetable that you laid out there, whether it's 6-8 weeks or longer, is this something in a boot, in a cast, like or nothing? Like, how does that work?
Oh, he'll be probably in a boot or a cast, I would bet.
The whole time?
Yeah, I would imagine a good part of it. And then also another thing they may add to the treatment regimen is a bone stimulator, where they devices you wear around whatever injured area it is, where they pulse some electronic field through the area and helps promote healing. So it's usually used for people who have non-union fractures that have not healed for a long period of time, but there's probably a chance that being such an important situation that he probably or potentially would have that added to his regimen.
We're speaking with Dr. Rob Greenberg. He is with the Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. He's an orthopedic doctor here in Middle Tennessee. And you brought up it could happen again. And every injury is different. Like, for example, I said at the beginning, I've had a dislocated shoulder. And I know people, luckily for me, and let me find something, you know, wood-related to knock on. But it was a one-time affair, right? It was a one-time thing. As I find some wood, and I'm knocking. Yes, there we go. But, you know, some people, when it comes out once, it keeps coming out, and eventually it has to be corrected.
Sure.
Through surgery. Same thing with this, is when this happens for the first time, is this something that makes you more prone for this, or can it be truly like an isolated one-time deal like mine with
well,
the dislocated shoulder?
Bit both. It's a little bit different than obviously a shoulder dislocation,
right?
But yeah, you could have a fracture that completely heals, and then, you know, adding that heavy impact, you know, these type of injuries are not uncommon with heavy impact people, whether it's elite athletes, whether it's people in the military, joggers. You know, this is an impact injury for most people, at least in this scenario. There's other people with other health problems. But yeah, this could, you know, potentially recur, and that would be part of the discussion, whether, you know, he's obviously going to be back playing football sometime in the future, and does doing some element of surgery help protect him somewhere down the line, assuming he's going to heal it either way, with or without surgery. Does it sort of protect him to have less of a risk of this down the line? You know, that's certainly a discussion that's going to be reviewed.
The Titans just tweeted out in the last couple of minutes, Derrick Henry is set to have foot surgery tomorrow. So just wanted to pass that along. Chase?
So
yep.
Okay, so that leads me into my question. Dr. Rob Greenberg here with us. What is the surgical process? So what are doctors going to do tomorrow when he has surgery to help heal this?
It's pretty straightforward. What they'll do is they'll basically put a screw in that bone, sort of what you call an intramedullary screw. So if somebody broke their femur or their tibia, they often rot it. Well, with the fifth metatarsal bone, you find the area the proximal, the very base of it, and you put a guide wire in it, and then assuming you get it in the correct spot, and then you just put a screw over the top of it, and the screw will stabilize the fracture from sort of the inside out and also compress it. So bones like compression to heal. So as they compress it down, it'll help heal the fracture.
So then would there be a second procedure to remove the screw once it's healed? Or
generally
is it,
not.
Is it
most people will probably leave it in there forever. The screw is sort of buried down, so it's flush with the end of the bone. So it's not something he would ever feel. And you would probably leave it there his whole career, if not his whole life.
Gotcha. And then you were talking about earlier of, you know, depending on where it is, that you could re-break it and what that means. Is there, in your mind, a timetable of coming back too soon? If, you know, even though we all know what kind of athlete Derrick Henry is, but
absolutely,
you know, if they try to rush him back, what that could mean, not only for now, but his career?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the studies of these things, healing potential and healing rates, people who get back sooner have a higher rate of non-healing. So if you rush somebody back, and I've talked to different people who do this all the time, it's not my area of expertise, but it's, you know, I've just by talking to them, some people feel pretty strong that, you know, this, you have to be pretty careful not to get people back too quickly, because you could either prolong the healing process or disrupt it.
But, one thing, go ahead. Well, I was just going to say one thing that we've kind of thrown around today, you know, the Colts have an artificial turf. The Titans have a natural grass field. You obviously see different stadiums do different things. You know, from your experience with any type of football injury, does the turf make a big difference? You know, do you kind of have an opinion on that?
Well, I think years ago, for sure. I mean, the old AstroTurf,
yeah.
You know, it's like playing on a green parking lot. That was a big deal. But today's field turf and natural fields are the injury rates are way down. So I don't think that's going to play part of it. I mean, the force and the energy that's generated through a foot or any body part just running is pretty impressive. So, no, I don't think the type of field he's playing on makes a difference.
And you've worked high school games, just for reference, for people out there listening. You've worked high school games as the on-site medical physician here locally for years.
Here locally, yeah. I used to do the University of Iowa. So I'm used to doing higher level athletes for sure. But I don't, you know, this is a more common injury in athletes and high level runners and impact type athletes than you think.
So I guess as we wrap this up, everybody wants to know, because there's still 9 more regular season games and a bye week. So there's still, you know, 2.5 months left before the playoffs. If this team was still able, because they have control over the division and still look like they can make their way into the playoffs, what everybody wants to know is, and I know, like I said, you're not the one seeing him, you haven't seen everything, but just in your professional opinion, what everybody wants to know is that, like, what are the, like, what's realistic of him actually playing, let's say this team gets to the playoffs, you know, 2.5 months from now? Is it 50-50? Is it better than 50-50? Is it less than? Is it just depends on how he heals? I mean, how would you answer that?
It all depends on how he's healing. If he, you know, if they look at him, say, 8 weeks later, and he's making a lot of bone and it's clearly healing on the x-ray and he's feeling fine, my guess is as a, you know, a football team, they're probably going to save him to the playoffs or right afterwards, assuming that it's healing and looking good. Because these do have a tendency to heal slower than most people give them credit for. I was looking at some numbers myself before I came on the air, and, you know, people talk about 6 to 8 weeks, and that is awfully fast for this type of injury. So my instincts tell me that he's probably looking in probably at least, you know, that 2 month period, and, you know,
and beyond.
And then you play the team making decisions and protecting their athletes. I'm sure if he's 2 months in and he's feeling good and he's looking good and they're in the playoffs, I imagine they just wait it out till he gets in. But that's a football decision, not a medical decision.
Yeah.
But I would imagine it's going to take him at least, you know, the 2 month period.
Okay. Good deal. Hey, thank you for your time and your insights. Sure. Really appreciate you doing this.
Yeah. Happy to do it. You guys have a good one.
All right. You do the same. Dr. Robert Greenberg with TOA, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. and weighing in on the Jones fracture, which is what Derrick Henry has been diagnosed with his injury against the Colts, the fifth metatarsal, and he is going to undergo surgery tomorrow. So it was good. We had a couple different perspectives today. Will Carroll and now Dr. Greenberg, and that was good stuff. We'll come back, do a little NFL zingers on the other side that we typically do on Mondays as you listen to the DDC here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.